In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered over the prose of the soul of our brother Dan Gonzalez. I'm going to remind you at the beginning of the sermon today, what month are we in?
November.
Good call. Good call, November. And what is November special? What do we do during the month of November? You don't recall? Okay. It's a month dedicated to what? It's dedicated to the souls. That's right. It's dedicated to the souls. And during this time, every day we go to the cemeteries. Every day we go to the cemetery, to the Campos Santos, to the field where we plant the saints, where we plant their bodies, so that one day, in hope of the resurrection, their bodies will be reunited with their souls that are planted, the bodies planted there, and that's what our Lord will do at the end of time. And so when we pray there, all we got to do is go there for a moment to pray there, and God does the rest of springing that soul from purgatory, whatever that is, whether that's a soul in this cemetery or any other cemetery anywhere in the world, God knows how to account it. And if you really want to trust God, just say, Mama Mary, you know who needs it most. You use this indulgence that I'm going to gain for whomever you will. You'll choose best. Now today is a particular feast day. We prayed the Gloria at the beginning of Mass. We don't do that during every day during Mass. It's a feast day. Do you know what feast day it is? I don't expect you to know, Roger. Fabian doesn't even know. The Lateran Basilica. The Lateran Basilica, which is the, as our pilgrims will tell you, it is the mother church of all the churches of the world. The mother church of all the churches in the world, because it's the Pope's cathedral. That is where the Pope's chair is, where he reigns. Not St. Peter's chair. St. Peter's chair is physically and actually St. Peter's Basilica, but that's not the Pope's cathedral. The Pope's cathedral is there on the Lateran Hill, the church dedicated to St. John Chrysostom, dedicated to St. John the Baptist, there on the Lateran Hill. It is there that so many crusades have been called for, so many great encyclicals and moments where the church has looked to the Holy Father for strength. It's from those balconies on the backside of that church where this has happened. And today we celebrate as the whole church this particular feast of a church being constructed because of what the readings speak about here. We celebrate the mother churches, the greatest of all the churches, of all of Christendom, of all the whole world there, because we also want to be reminded of another temple. And that is the temple which our Lord speaks about here within the scriptures, not just the temple of the holy divinity, the holy humanity of Christ, but the holy temple that each of us are called to be, as the second reading speaks about. Each of you are called to be holy temples unto God. And do you recall when it was that you were created into a holy temple where God would dwell? You don't remember that, Roger? You are made into a holy temple where God dwells. And when did God come to dwell in your holy temple, in your soul? It was on the day of your baptism. The day of your baptism. That's usually a safe answer for just about any question I ask. It's more than likely to be right. Because baptism is the most important thing that ever happened to you in your entire life. And so, from that moment, because God has come to dwell in you, that makes a big difference with the rest of your life. If you are designed to be a holy temple, then look at what our Lord did. This was just a temple of stone. A temple where great sacrifices happened, and because they turned it into a marketplace where all sorts of other wild things were going on, where that's not what the temple was for. The temple is a place of sacrifice, a place of communion with God. They were doing all these other things that have accrued to it. What did our Lord do? He drove them all out because they were making a mockery of God's temple. Well, it's the same thing with your soul. When you go about your day, what are you doing with yourself? What are you letting to be close to the holy temple where God dwells in your own life? What sort of things are you looking at or listening to or watching on TV? That time isn't yours because you are not yours. The things that you let yourself be around or the words that other people speak to you, things that you listen to on the phone or enter into social media, those things are going into God's temple, which is a much more holy temple than anything that is on the Temple Mount where so many of our pilgrims are approaching, not today, but they will be there in a couple of days, there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Each of you have that even greater grace. So that's the first thing for us to think about, is what we put into the temple of God for ourselves. The second thing is, you're not the only ones who are here who are temples of God, are you? Can you think of anybody else who might be also a temple of God? Anyone who's baptized. They are a holy temple of God. And so how are you interacting with those or around those who are also the temple of God? Can I share with you something that really broke my heart, and I tried not to show it, although maybe I should have, when I was going around yesterday? I want to share it with you. I was going there to vote, just walking over there to vote, and I won't share the names of the persons. But as I was going there, somebody pulled over and decided that they would come in their vehicle, and because they saw me walking down the road and wanted to grab me to, they had an agenda. It's fine that they wanted to pull me aside. I spent a good amount of time talking to them. And as this person got out of the car, somebody else who was getting into their vehicle shouted at this person. And they called them, "Father, what are you doing hanging around with a witch?" Those are the words they used. I thought that was a little bit of playful banter. It wasn't. It wasn't playful banter. I know both those people are baptized. And here they are in the middle of the street, no less, having interactions about that. Destroying the temple of God in the other person. It doesn't matter what side of any sort of political aisle they may be on, or what sort of difficulties have been going on in their lives, or even what evil has been done. But to be so brazen, so bold, so given to evil, that you wouldn't just merely think those thoughts in your head, but actually give them out, shout them out across, and even to do so in front of a priest, that's a terrible, terrible thing. And I know it wounded that person greatly who was with me at that time, even though I know that this other person also did some evil back to that other person at some other time that they were sadly bragging about as a defense mechanism. These are very evil things. The way we interact with others, our Lord speaks about it here, that we are to treat them as they are temples of God as well. Today, as we honor this holy temple, which is the mother of all temples, the mother of the church, the mother church of all the churches, the cathedral of all cathedrals in the world, we give thanks to God for the beautiful church that we have, the place where so many prayers have been offered up here, and so many holy places throughout the world where awesome prayers are being offered up to the one true God, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is. But to recognize that even holier temples are what God has created you and I to be. And so what are we doing with those? What are we doing with our own temples? And what are we doing to others' temples? If it's not right, certainly the persons who were involved in that thing definitely need to go to confession, because those are grave sins. But you and I the same. To protect the temple that God has given us, and to do homage to the temple, or reverence to the temple, which God has made in the other person. For the ways in which you failed, beg forgiveness yourself. Go to confession to receive that forgiveness. But also ask our Lord for a deeper grace of respecting that other temple which is around. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.